Now let's get back to Jane for the last batch of news.
We will finish this week with good and bad news from the health sector, and yet another scams warning. We have heard frequently about the problems of spiked drinks in the city's nightclubs, but now test kits are being made available to identify if possible victims have been targeted. There are long delays in reopening a Helsden mental health ward, which has now been closed for over a year. The pharmacy at the NNN hospital had to close because of a leaking ceiling. The latest scam warning is about fake property adverts on Facebook. First, here is Mike with news of the spiking test kits.
Criminals seeking to spike vulnerable people on nights out in Norwich will be left with nowhere to hide following the launch of a new scheme. The Norwich's Practices Health Centre's walk-in operation in Rowan Road has made drug testing kits available to identify if potential victims have been targeted. Janka Rodzinovitz is the chief executive of One Norwich Practices, which runs the walk-in centre. And she said, "We're delighted to be part of this groundbreaking scheme, which will enable Norwich folk to experience safer nights out. Samples will be collected at the medical hub and taken to the toxicology lab at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to test for substances connected with spiking."
Struggles with recruitment have further delayed the reopening of a mental health hospital ward, which has now been closed more than a year. The Rollsby ward at Helsden Hospital, a psychiatric intensive care unit, has been closed since significant damage was caused to it in May 2021. The damage prompted the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust to carry out a £700,000 renovation project for the ward, which has since been completed. However, the trust is yet to reopen the ward, with bosses exploring the possibility of using it as a single-sex ward. While these plans are yet to be finalised, the trust board of directors heard that issues with recruitment were also holding the project up.
The pharmacy of the region's biggest hospital has been forced to halt making medicines after water leaked through its roof, causing damage. The incident meant that the unit, one of the most sterile parts of the hospital, has had to close while work is done to repair the damage. This has also meant postponing appointments of patients who were set to rely on the medicines it makes. A spokesman for the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital said urgent work is taking place to dry out and repair flood damage that affected our aseptic production unit in our pharmacy.
Scammers warning. Renters in Norfolk are being targeted by scammers posting fake property adverts on Facebook Marketplace. Norfolk Trading Standards is warning prospective tenants to be wary of offers that sound too good to be true. Scammers will often use various websites to post these fake listings and will go to great lengths to ensure it looks genuine by including photos and a real address. The scammer requests money from the prospective tenant, often by money transfer or personal details to secure the property. Norfolk Trading Standards added to never send money or personal details to people users do not know and trust. People who think they have been affected by a property rental scam make note of as much relevant information as possible. This should include where the advert was posted, any contact details of people users spoken to, and report it to the Citizens Advice Consumer Service on 0808 223 1133.